go weiter in the discussion of the machlokes cases in the Oruv today, and in Yirtzeh Hashem tomorrow, let's finish up the sugya Mem Beis Amud Aleph and the Tosfos, and most important to do Reb Chaim, the first Reb Chaim in Hilchos Shabbos. So we'll work on that Reb Chaim tomorrow. Today, obviously, to the steer in the Rambam, and then to do the Reb Chaim. Okay. So we're holding right now in the machlokes between the Tosfos and the Oruch. Tosfos and the Oruch, the machlokes is spelled out at the very beginning of Perek Habona. And the machlokes between the Oruch and the Tosfos is whether Psik Resha de lo nechale is mutter or is osir. Psik Resha de lo nechale, Psik Resha de lo nechale, we pass like Reb Shimon. So we're passing that psik reisha. We're passing davar shein beskavin is mutter. Then we're passing psik reisha is aser. Psik reisha is chayiv. It's a lashon made by the rabba. And psik reisha the nechale is chayiv. Psik reisha the loy nechale. Oruch says it's mutter, and Tosfos says it's aser. Why does it say it's aser? Because it says the psik reisha lo nechale is a malacha she'ena tzricha legufa. Right. So that's what we pointed out. Was that? And that's also in the Rabbanan. Malacha she'ena tzricha legufa is a machlokes Reb Shimon Reb Yehuda. A different machlokes. Reb Yehuda says it is chayiv, and Reb Shimon says also in the Rabbanan. All right. Now we will learn that the Rambam holds the Rambam paskins that, like Rabbi Yehuda, in Enetz Richa Lagufa. That's when the Mechaber quotes two days in Enetz Richa Lagufa. That's why the Rambam cannot hold like Tosfos. That'll be part of the discussion tomorrow. Right. And Halacha Lamasa, the Oruch's Shita is often quoted as a Tziruf. You can look it up in the, let's see, Siman Shin Chav, see Chav Nun Gimel. So the Mishneh Berurah will sometimes refer to the Oruch as the Mitzar of the Oruch Shita in when it's together with other Shitas. So, but now we want to discuss the machlokes between the Tosfos and the Oruch that we explained yesterday. That Tosfos holds that psik reisha d'lenechale is a malacha she'ena tzrich legufa. Right? So that means, right? That means that midei raisa, a psik reisha d'lenechale, from the perspective of psik reisha d'lenechale and psik reisha d'lenechale are the same din. So the perspective of when the Gemara says, according to the way that Tosfos learns Pshat, when the Gemara says a Bayv or Rava say Moidir Shim Psik Reisha is Chayiv, that means Psik Reisha is Chayiv in the Torah. Ki'ilu Al Pidin it's a Dover Amiskavin. Ki'ilu it's no longer a Dover Shein Amiskavin. End of story. All right. Then the Gemara says, "Hani milei the dovar, hani milei the psik reisham the nechalei." So the Oruch says, "No. A psik reisha the nechalei is kimiskaven. A psik reisha the loy nechalei is not kimiskaven, and therefore it's not a psik reisha, and therefore Shimon holds the mutter." End the story. And Tosfos says, "No, a psik reisha the loy nechalei is a psik reisha, but there's another din." And that's psik reisha. The nechal is a malacha shein natzricha legufa. Good. So Yosef he calls that is that in the etzim din of psik reisha as a machleket between Oruch and Tosfos as to whether we should distinguish between nechal loy nechal. Halacha lo maisa less man de polo that we do distinguish. Halacha lo maisa the Oruch says mutter and the Tosfos says isin the rabbanon. But in understanding how we get to that point, there's the fundamental machloikis. Whereas the Oruch learns pshat, then necha lo necha doesn't matter. It's still a psik reisha. Sorry, they ran. They're according to the Aruch, absigration to Leinecha is not absigration. It's a dovar sheina meskavin lachmuta according to Mishim. And according to Tosis, absigration to Leinecha is absigration. But there's an overriding halacha avinus richlagufa. And afkamina ledina, halacha lemasa, whether absigration to Leinecha is mutar lemasa. According to the Oroch, it's not bechlal the question of a malacha shein tzrich lagufa. Not an issue. Because it's bechlal not a malacha to begin with. It's not a malacha that I'm chayiv for. So there's nothing to discuss in tzrich lagufa. It's a dover shein miskaven. And according to Tosfos, no, it's a dover miskaven, but there is an overriding din of tzrich lagufa. So in other words, when it comes to melacha she'ena tzrich lagufa, it's when it comes to psik reisha de leinecha, how do we evaluate the leinecha? Do we evaluate it as leinecha and therefore it's not a psik reisha, or leinecha and therefore it's ena tzrich lagufa? Right? So let's back up one step. So lechayr the pshat is, this is Rechonis Mahalach, lechayr the pshat is that according to the Aruch, Leinecha means it's not a psik reisha. So we suggest that means kavana. That means that Leinecha is not, it's still a dover she'enoi miskaven. So it means a dover she'enoi miskaven is kipshutoi. I don't really have intent for this event. Right? And according to Tosfos, it doesn't matter necha leinecha. Because psik reisha is not there to provide kavana, psik reisha is there to point out that the what I call the dover sheni miskaven is really part of what I'm calling a dover miskaven. So that bumps up exactly what is the nekudas hamachloikis. The nekudas hamachloikis is what is the p'tur of dover sheni miskaven? Is the p'tur of dover sheni miskaven that I don't have sufficient kavana in order to be held responsible for this? Psik reisha says you do have sufficient kavana, but you only have sufficient kavana if it's necha. Or do we say that Tavish and Miskaven is mutter min haTorah because I'm not doing maisa beats, and maisa that happens memela. It's not my maisa. I open the fridge door, that's my maisa. Turning on the fridge, the light, that's not my maisa. Not your ma'aseh. It's not your ma'aseh. It may not happen, but if it's got to happen, it's your ma'aseh. It's kolul b'seich. It's part of the first ma'aseh. So it doesn't matter necha le'necha. So that's the issue. Does psik reisha, the fact that it has to happen, the fact that the chicken has to die, does that mean therefore it has to be part of my intent, part of my thinking, as much as pulling the grass out of the ground is, I want to do that in order to be able to get to eat the grass. So providing the ancillary benefit for the other, for the flowers, that is, it has to be part of my intent. It has to be there. I want to eat the grass. So do I say, I won't eat the grass, I don't even put it on the ground? No. Hainuach. So just like pulling it out of the ground is part of eating the grass, or retrieving the grass, so benefiting the other flower is also part of my kavanah. Do we say, Dover Shein HaMiskaven, is that I am doing Maaseh A. Maaseh B happens by itself. It's structured to happen by itself. Happens by itself, not my Maaseh. But if Maaseh B has to happen, then it is part of my Maaseh. So therefore, Necha Lecha doesn't matter. That's what we're holding. That's what now, so, how would this play itself out? In addition to this, the Nafkamina of Mutter Aroser. Right? According to the Aruch, it does not rise the question of Malachash Einat Zrich Lagufa. Because according to the Aruch, by Dovish and the Miskaven, even by Psikvesha de Leinechale, I need I do not have sufficient kavana, therefore I'm not really being held responsible at all for Masa B. I'm not held responsible at all for Mitzaref, for Harisha. So there's nothing to discuss. Tzrich and Tzrich Laguf. It's not my malacha. The Rav would say a little bit different. It's the same issue. In our minds, we're looking at responsibility. Am I responsible? When do I become responsible? When do I become responsible for this? When I want it to happen? When am I held? When am I chayv to bring a chatas? So in our minds, the way that we've explained it, whether we expressed it or didn't express it, is just like when it comes to a mitzvah. So I understand that mitzvah tzrichas kavana. I understand, without spelling it out, I understand that the Kadosh Baruch Hu wants me to put on tefillin. The Pasha is he wants me to think when I'm putting on my tefillin, probably, right? So probably when I put on tefillin, I think about it, that's a better mitzvah, right? And it's Richard Kavana means, if it's Mitzvah Nashim Alumda, if somebody else sat me down, shackled me, and then put on tefillin, I'm not getting the mitzvah. I'm not doing the mitzvah. It's not because of my Bechira. So same thing with the Aveira. If I do Maisa A, and Maisa B happens by itself, so in our minds, why should I be held responsible for that Aveira? Why should I be a chattas? It's Ke'ilu, it's being forced upon me. I need to open the door of the fridge. The fact that the light's going to go on, that was forced upon me. So I'm not held responsible for it. That's how we understand it, right? The Rav would say, and then we say, well, psikresha means that either psikresha means that on a deeper level of kavana it was there, you did want it, because you wanted to open the door of the fridge and you wanted to get the food out, therefore you did want the light to go on, or we're saying that it's really one maisa. You can't split it up. Just like you cannot split up wanting the food to eat and doing koitzer on it, you can't split away koitzer from the ancillary zeireya. All right. Now, the Rav said it a little bit sharper. The Rav said that he used the phrase b'metzarif. What makes it into my maisa? I think it's very similar to what we're saying, just a little bit sharper. Does it become my maisa because I want it? I want it, or does it become my maisa because I'm doing it? So, dover she'inim v'skaveng. If you say psik resha, okay, now I'll be honest. The Rav said this malach, we'll look at this tomorrow, in the machlekes Reb Shimon Reb Yehuda. The Rav is a marvelous malach in Reb Shimon Reb Yehuda. Let me say we'll get to it tomorrow. The Rav's phrasing, I'm just borrowing the phrasing. What is the mitzarif? What makes it into my maisa? What makes it mine? So if I do that, so obviously, if I plant something in Shabbos, it's my maisa, because we assume I'm planting it, I want to plant it, we don't have to analyze what makes it to my maisa. The moment that we strip away kavana or bechira, so what makes it to my maisa? The Dovashin of Iskam is not my maisa anymore. It's not me. I walked across the grass. Sometimes it cuts, sometimes it doesn't cut. If it does cut, it's not me cutting it. I don't want it. I don't care about it. I don't think about it. It's not my maisa. It doesn't have to happen. Psikresha makes it into my maisa. How does psikresha make it into my maisa? Does it make it into my maisa because I am? How is it mitzarif? Because it's a measure of kavana now. Because I understand it has to happen, or is it my maisa because I really am doing it? The pu'ul is my pu'ula. There's one unitary pu'ula. All right, that would be the way that the Rav Lecharov would phrase it. Where do we see this machlekes expressed? So if we look at the Gemara Daf Ayin Hey Amud Aleph, the Chilazon Gemara. I never. At Sod Tzvi, again, just to remind ourselves, the Chayim Namim Shun Tilas Neshama, I'm squeezing out the Chilazin to get the Chayles essence from the Chilazin. I'm Rav Yechelin Shepotze Meis, Rava Omar Filoteima Shepotze Chai, Misasik Waitan Tilas Neshama, Tosha says Misasik is not classic Misasik. Classic Misasik means I'm doing the Maisa almost habitually. That's the classic. Classic Misasik is the person who walks in the bathroom in Shabbos and turns on the light. It was an habitual action. This is not classic Misasik. This is Dover Shein and Miskavin. V'abaye v'rav omer motiv shim v'sikrish l'yomus shani ha'cha v'kamod isbe neshama tfeinechale k'eichet leitzil tzive. Here, it's not a psikration to Nechele. Why not? Because he wants the chilazon to stay alive. Because the chelas essence is better when the chilazon, when it's taken from a live chilazon. Rashi. Shendam achai tov midam ameis. V'keivan dekol atzmoi. Miskavein v'tereich l'shomri shelayomus v'yadoi. He's working hard. He's trying very hard. He puts the chilazon on life support while he's squeezing out the... he's talking to the chilazon. He's saying to the chilazon, please, chilazon, don't die on me. This chilazon will go. He's giving it divrei chizuk to keep it going. Kol atzmei miskavein v'tereich l'shomri shelo yomus v'yodei. It's not going to die on the table, as they say. Avol meis, but it did die, right? So ein kan elam misasek. He was misasek in getting the chilot, getting the tchelas out, and he very much was trying to keep the chilazon alive. V'chimoyde Reb Shimon b'mide deloyich bat leim misrami. When does Reb Shimon say psikresha deloy nechaleim? Again, when does Reb Shimon say psikresha? Is chayev deloyich, but he doesn't care if it happens or not. He doesn't care. But if he doesn't want it to happen, that's psikresha d'loy nechale. Rashi here says psikresha d'loy nechale means he does not want it to happen. Negative. As if it's parv, doesn't matter either way, that is psikresha d'nechale. Right? Psikresha here, the Gemara goes out of the way to say he wants the chilazon to stay alive. Tosfos says that happens to be the Metzius, but that does not Magir the Din. Tosfos says Peivish Afal Gav to have a segregation to Mayrib Shem Hachem Mifter. Why? Melacha she nesvich legufa. V'chimoy de Reb Shimon psikvesha animili v'midi dem nechalei imisramei that mitzvich legufa. Avo minid la yichvat lei loy moide. If he doesn't care, then it's a psikvesha de loy nechalei. Then he quotes Reb Shimon and he has a shaylin Rashi. Right? Again, Tosfos, what's the machleik that says is Rashi? Psik resha de le nechale, which is potter, halacha le maise, which should be potter or mutter. So Rashi says that psik resha de le nechale means if I don't, I don't need it to happen. I'm only chayiv if it's psik resha de nechale. If I'm parv, it's le nechale. And according to Tosfos, psik resha de le nechale means that I don't want it to happen. But if it's parv, right? So then that's part of psik resha, also delay nechale. Again, according to Rashi, he didn't say it well. According to Rashi, psik resha delay nechale means I don't want it to happen. And according to Tosfos, psik resha delay nechale means that as long as I am not interested in it happening. According to Tosfos, I'm chayav if it's nechle if I want it to happen. And according to Rashi, I am potter if I do not want it to happen. Nafkamina is, I can go either way. I'm washing my hands over my neighbor's yard. Whether his grass grows well or not, I like him, he's a good guy, right? But I don't take care of my own grass so well. So I wash my hands over his grass. So he's not going to give me a shekoyach for that. You know, it's okay. It's par. Right? So I can wash it over pavement, over his grass. That, so according to Rashi, that should be a psik resha, the nechale, because there's no negative. And according to Tosfos, that's a psik resha, the nechale. Did I get it right? According to Rashi, that's a psik resha, the nechale. According to Tosfos, that's a psik resha, the loy nechale, parv. According to Rashi, parv is nechale, and according to Tosfos, parv is loy nechale. It's parv mutter. According to Rashi, parv is osir. According to Tosfos, parv is mutter. All right, that's what comes out from this Gemara. Now the emes is that Tosfos has an eyes and a kash against Rashi, because Tosfos asks from the case of Mizari Zerodin, I pull out the grass, I pull out grass in my friend's backyard. So Gemara says that is psik resha de loy nechalei. And Rashi and Kuv Bey says it's loy nechalei because loy yichbatlei. And Rabbi Akiva Eger on the side says ayin Rashi nev ayin heim and aleph, akasha. Right? And that's Tosfos' kasha against Rashi. Tosfos, how could Rashi say such a thing? Now the question is this Gemara a definitive Gemara or not? Is it a definitive Gemara or just a narrative Gemara? Is it just telling the story? Or that's being marked the din? When it comes to the chilazain, the person who's getting the chilazain does not want the chilazain to die. And then chilazain is a bad thing, it's a negative thing. Does that define psikvit l'nechale? Or is that an example of l'nechale? Tosfos says, the Gemara in Kuf Beis, washing your hands or pulling out the flower in your neighbor's yard, that defines psik resha de le nechale. Le yichbat defines it. And according to Rashi, it would seem that ayin hei defines it. So the question is a kash against Rashi, because the Gemara in the Kuf Beis and Haboina says that when I wash my hands and I pull out the grass on my neighbor's yard, I am potter, even though in Rashi's le yichbat. It's a kasha. I'm about to give all the kasha. But the point, the machlekes between Tosfos and Rashi helps understand or highlight the machlekes between the Aruch and the Tosfos. Because if the measure of le nechale is melacha sheina tzricha legufa, right? So then, if I'm parv, it's also le tzricha legufa. But if le nechale means that I don't have kavana for it, so then not wanting it is not having kavana for it. All right, let's explain. According to the Tosfos, psik resha de loy nechale means a melacha she'ina tzricha legufa. What does that mean? I'm digging the hole, and I want something other than the hole. I want the dirt. Do I have to be upset that I have a hole there? Do I have to say the hole is a bad for me? No. It's a melacha she'ein, it's digging the hole, not for its real purpose. So psik resha delay nechale means, as long as I'm doing melacha bi, and it's not because I want melacha bi to happen. I don't have to want melacha bi not to happen. I just need not to have to want melacha bi to happen. Right? I open the fridge door. Is the tour going to be because I'm upset, I'm aggravated, I'm electricity, there's some lights, taking up a few cents, or it's the middle of the day, I don't need the light. So if the tour of segregation delay nechale is that it's a malacha she'ena tzricha legufa, as long as I don't need it, as long as it's happening and it's not servicing me, it's an ena tzricha legufa. Right, I don't have to not want the hole. I don't have to want the chilozin to live. I don't want it to die. As long as it's liyichpat, it's an enes v'chilagufa. It's a much broader kula, many more kulas. But if the din of the Aruch is that Malacha Sheinitz, that Dover Sheinitz Miskaven, that secretion makes it a Dover Miskaven, and it provides Kavana, because it's happening, Loi Necha, in order for Loi Necha to unravel and to say, I don't have Kavana for this, but I'm doing it. What do you have to Kavana for? I'm opening up the fridge. I know the fridge opens, the light goes on. So I can say I'm a Kavana for it. I can only claim I have no Kavana for it if I would do anything I could to make sure that the light doesn't go on. Right? If I open up the fridge and I say all the incantations of the world, Miramal and Ness, the light shouldn't go on, oh, that's like Nechel. But as long as I'm opening the fridge door and it's going to happen, and, you know, that's a big problem. So I have to change the bulb on Sunday instead of Thursday. No, Leich Balei. So I still have Kavana for it. If I don't want it to happen, in the case of the Chilaz, and Rashi says, that's your Malacha Shein HaTzrichel, sorry, that's your Psyk Reish HaDelein Echelei. Why? Because I mamash have kavan, I'm doing everything I can that it shouldn't die. So there, I clearly have kavan to stay alive. So that could be a machlokes between the Aruch and the machlokes. Rashi, Tosas could be a machlokes Aruch and Tosas. And there is a reason to believe that, because if you have a look at the Likutei Rashi, on Ayin Aleph, he quotes the Rashi in Sukkah, and the Rashi in Sukkah says, V'chiyaminon dover sheinu miskaven muter g'goyin de'efshalei b'lo'yisr g'oyver oda mito kisif safso u'belvad shelo yiskaven la'sois chiritz. But he says, the p'tur is not having kavana for it. But in the case sheinu roitzeh she'tomus de'kaven de'efshar shelo'y tomus, since it's impossible, it won't die. Psik reisha kim miskaven choshuv. And again, you can't. I can't say it's a gevaldig diuk, because kim miskaven choshuv could be a technical term. It's like the din of dover miskaven. It seems from Rashi though that he holds like the Aruch, then it provides kavana. But I can't say it's. You'll find this deer in Rashi. It won't be an eisen eray. Got to hold on for a minute. Hold on. So that could be in the measure of leinecha. Halacha l'maisa, one of the toughest things is to figure out how to define leinecha. That's in applying this din. I give you two or three classic examples. A classic example, halacha l'maisa. Can a person open one's oven? We spoke about this on Shabbos. When you open the oven, right, when you open the oven, so the flame then the thermostat goes down, and the flame goes on, right? So opening the oven is a psikration, right? Psikration havar, all right? Is it nechalei nechalei? Well, dover pashut, that if you have food left in the oven afterward, it's nechalei, right? So Rav Hyman had the suggestion, I haven't seen it, I've heard it from Shmo, that if you open the oven and take out all the food, right? So then, when you open the oven, you don't really care whether the flame goes on or not. Right? In fact, you could argue, you don't want it to go on. You prefer it wouldn't go on. So, Tzarachian, is that an accurate leinechale? Right? Because I do want my oven to work. I do want the thermostat to work. I do want it to turn on. I'd be very upset if my oven doesn't turn on again, because then on Sunday I'm going to use it. Right. So right now I have no interest in it. It doesn't service me. It will not service me once I pull the food out. So does that make it into a lo nech or not? Overall, I do want my oven to work. Right. So what is it, lo nech or not lo nech? Question: person forgets to turn their alarm off on Shabbos. So when they open the door, or they turned off the alarm, but not the sensor. No, they turned off the alarm, but there is still a... Right, they turned off the alarm, but there is still a sensor. And every time you go in, the sensor, the light flashes on, but no alarm. All right? So it's a psikvation to Rabbanon. Is it nech or lo nech? So they'll say, lo nech, when I care if the light goes on and off. What does that say? Is that true? When it was manufactured, there's a reason why they put the lights. You know, if it's working, not working. So I do want the light to go on and off. Many people want it. I may not care. But many people want the light to go on and off because they want to know about this. Is it necha lo necha? Interesting discussion in Eretz Yisrael. When I use my water, whenever I use my water, so it registers. Right? Right now it registers mechanically, but they're changing it so it'll measure electronically. All right, so I use my water, and there's an electronic measure. Right? So the way that we have solved this over here is that the meters that are being installed, the register doesn't show if it's not well lit. So if it's in a well lit area, then you have to put a piece of tape over the solar collectors that make the light, make the numbers register. All right, good. But now in analyzing it, when I use my water, is it psigresha and the water registered? Is it necha or loy necha? So there are those who said, what do you mean? I'd love not to have to pay for my water. I love they shouldn't register. Loy necha lay. I register some more. Forget it. I have to pay more. So it's loy necha lay. The Gdol Eretz Yisrael said, one second. You only have the right to use it if it gets registered. Right? The water company does not want to provide you with water unless you pay for it. Now they're saying we want to put a meter in, and we want you to register. So in Shabbos, right, when you turn on your water, they're saying you can use the water as long as you pay for it. And you can use the water as long as it's registered so that we can charge you for it. So now is it nechel or nechel? I can only use my water if I pay for it, if I register. That's the deal. So does that make it nechel? So these are the tough issues of figuring out nechon halacha lamasa. Why would it matter? We pass it anyways. That loy nech is also. So it matters in a psikresha on a din de rabbanon when it's loy nechalei letzarech mitzvah. Letzarech anik Shabbos. A psikresha de loy nechalei. A psikresha an isa de rabbanon de loy nechalei. It's a big machlekes with its also mutter. So generally we pass in psikresha de loy nechalei de rabbanon is also. But let's say my alarm, I can't get into my house unless I tripped a little LED light. So it's psikresha l'nechle for anik Shabbos. So psikresha l'nechle on a din derabbanon tzarech mitzvah, we usually make on that. Right. So that's the that's the nakuda. You have to what do you call nechle nechle? So far we've seen that if it's parv, so then it's a machleg between the Taisa and the Yoruch. With the Tosfos in this case being the more mekel. In other words, the more chomer dika shita that we are following has the more mekel dika evaluation of leinecha. Right? Because Tosfos will hold leichmat is also in a tzrich legufa. It has to be a tzrich legufa to be awesome. Alright? Let's take one more example of a nafkamina between the Oruch and the Tosfos, an alleged nafkamina. Alright? We have in Shulchan Aruch. Kol shebemina nitzat chayim alav. Ein bemina nitzat poter v'loser. If you trap an insect which is not normally trapped, for example, flies. Afal pish ein bemina nitzat, also you can't do it, but it's a nitzat rabbana. Trapping flies is a nitzat rabbana, because it's not normal to trap flies. Alright? Because nobody traps flies. So we discussed this a while ago. We discussed this in the context of Melacha Grua. The Avnei Nezer says Ein Mina Nitzod is not a din of Melacha Shein Tzrich Lagufa. He says it's a din of that's not the Melacha because Seida is a Melacha Grua. So it has to be, you have to trap something that is reasonable to trap. All right. This is probably the definition of the Melacha. Let's leave that on time for the moment. Person has a fly problem, right? He has a little infested, right? So there are flies in different places, right? And it's not uncommon for him to open a box, is it? The fly comes out, right? Or he's a moth situation. So the Rambam says, in that case, you should not be closing boxes on Shabbos. Why? Because if you close a box, maybe trapping a fly. He says, summer mekel, in the situation where if you open the box, the flies go out. All right, so maybe it's not seder, because you cannot get the fly, right? You only get the fly if it's closed, then you can get the fly. But if the moment you open it, the fly goes out, then it's not seder. So it hasn't been trapped. Good. So, in other words, a trapped fly that you cannot access is not a trapped fly. It's not seder. Good. So now the question is, what is the Rambam saying that you shouldn't close the box? So first of all, you see the Rambam paskins that psikresha on the Rabbanan is usur. See from this Rambam, because in b'mina nitzan, the Taz says, according to the Be'alocha, Chidesh kan dover chodesh, binyam sikveshu. Right? Chidesh. What's the Chidesh? The Kishem teheche de mesapkele, im yase iser aloy, yirmina dovashin miskavin, buter lim shimin, kegoyim begreira smita kisa vesapsal, sofakum yase chivitz idea gireira, kainu adin mesapkele on amish iser vamaisa shosa, buin miskavin de iser nami muter. Says the Taz, what is your classic definition of Davshin? I drag the chair. I do not know if it's going to cause a hole in it. Davshin Miskavin. All right. Over here, I walk across the grass. I do not know if I'll cut grass. Davshin Miskavin. I end up cutting grass. It's mutter. Davshin Miskavin. Maybe not happen. All right. Now, the fly in the box. If the fly is in the box, it will certainly be nitzod. It's a psik ratio. Right, but I don't know if there's a fly in the box right now. So is that psik reisha now? The Rama obviously holds this psik reisha. My lack of knowledge of whether the fly is there or not, my suffix if the fly is there, does not impact the certainty with which the fly will be trapped if it's there. Right? So the Rama says you cannot compare that to walking across the grass and the grass may or not be cut. Dragging the chair and you do not know whether in fact it'll make a hole or not. There you're doing the Maisa. Maisa A. Maisa B may or may not happen. I open the fridge door and I have a loose connection. Sometimes the light goes on and sometimes it doesn't go on. I don't know if it's going to go on or not. Right? That would be, in all those cases, you would say, that is a Dovre Sheni Miskavi. I have in mind to open the door. I have in mind to walk across the grass. I have in mind to drag the chair. Will another malach happen? Maybe. Davshen miskavin, mutter. All right? In this case, the Taz says, when I close the box, I don't know if it's trapping a fly or not. If the fly is there, it gets trapped. If it's not there, it won't get trapped. No. Davshen miskavin, mutter. Do I care if the fly gets trapped? No. Is it a drabonon? It's a drabonon because it's an enemy of Nisa. So psik reisha lenecha is a drabonon. Forget it. The Taz says it's not a psik reisha. It's not a psik because I don't know if the fly is there or not. And what was the Rambam thinking? I know the fly is there. It's a psik reisha. So what's the Rambam's chiddush quoting the Mordechai? So apparently the Rambam holds that psik reisha is evaluated based on the facts, not based on my awareness of the facts. The fact is that when I drag the chair across the lawn, the fact is it may or may not happen. It's not a question of do I know or not. When I walk across the grass, will it get cut or not? May or may not happen. In this case, If the fly is there, it will for sure be nitzor. I just don't know if the fly is there or not. So the Taz claims psik resha is in my mind. A psik resha can be my mind. My mind can also be create the suffix that makes the division of miskave. And the Be'er Locha says, that's a Devar Chadosh. That's not the Rav said. Rav said not so. V'lachain, Mutter Taz holds, Mutter B'nilas HaTeva, T'Shem Ein V'Ataz V'Muvim, V'Lulei Devarav Asvara Lipach. Right? Now, says the Be'er Locha, Rabbi Kiva Eger, clearly holds differently. Why? Rabbi Kiva Eger and Yerideya. We give you one of the first Yeridayas, one of the first, yeah, seven pages, the very beginning of, everybody gets to this. It's the very beginning of Yeridayah. So the, before it gets complicated. So a person, am I allowed to turn on the stove in a non-Jewish commissary with a cook boss of B'chala? So I'm a repairman. I fix stoves. Right? I fix stoves, they run a test. Do I have to be careful that when I run the test on the stove, that there's no dishes on top of the stove? Why? So Rav Moshe says, no. You can't, when you run the test, clear the top of the stove. Clear the oven. Why? Because there could be bosa b'cholim there. And it's also to cook bosa b'cholim. Right? So Rav Kiva Eger says, that's a segregation. That's why it's also. So the Chavetz Chaim says, well, if the boss of B'cholim is there, then it's a secretion. But I don't know whether it's there or not. It's like the fly in the box. Right? So we keep Eger explain that Ramah, like this Ramah. So Eger holds that the fact that I do not know if the boss of B'cholim is there, that does not create a shavuot. If the boss of B'cholim is there, then I'll end up doing a segregation bishul. If it's not there, I won't do segregation bishul. Yoytzim calls out the machlokes Taz and Mekiv Eger is the different ways in which the Achronim phrase it. Some phrase it as a segregation lisha avar, and some phrase it as a suffix segregation. A suffix segregation sounds like a syllogism. So the word sounds like, you know, a suffix segregation means I'm certain about it. I have a suffix only in London. I have a suffix segregation, right? So how to have a suffix segregation? That's why other achronim say it's a segregation lisha avar, a segregation that I only find out about it after the story. I'm not aware of it. A segregation of which I am not aware. Is that a segregation or not? That's the fly in the box. That's the bos v'cholam and the oven. So achronim say machloek is between the Tosfos and the Aruch. Right? If the idea of segregation that it's one masa. So, it's one masa. Whether I'm aware or not, it's one masa. Whether I know if the fly is there or not, it's one masa. If I know if the chol there is one masa, memela is a psik resha. So, if you can prove to me in Hilchas Shabbos that it's a malacha, she'enis rikhan lagufa, so it'll be a psik resha, so it should be only nisa d'rabbanan, according to Tosfos. That's the Ramos psak. The boss of B'cholav, where Malacha she'ens with Laguf is not a player, could be he's Chiv Deraisa. But if you hold that the point of Psikration is that it provides Kavana, so you can only provide Kavana with knowledge. You can't provide Kavana if I'm clueless as to whether it's going to happen or not. When I close the box, I have no idea if it's going to trap a fly or not. I don't know if the fly's there or not. So you can't say it provides Kavana. Right, so Yitzchak calls that is we once again reiterated the machlekes Tosfos and Aruch, and then we pointed out that obviously the major machlekes ledin is whether psik resha de loy nechale is a nisah derabbanan or not or mutter. We pointed out that every so often the Aruch shita is called upon to be mitzarev to other shitas. When we learn the Reb Chaim, because Reb Chaim holds that the Rambam holds like the Aruch. Because that Reb Chaim, there are many, because that Rambam, it becomes a more called upon shita. All right. However, and then we pointed out that the machlekes between the Aruch and the Tosfos may also distinguish between what is considered to be leinecha. Is leichbat leinecha, leichbat necha. Then we pointed out that that could be the machlekes between the Taz and the Rebbe Kiva Eger as to whether a suffix psikresha is in fact a psikresha or not. Okay, we'll stop here. So again, tomorrow please finish the sugya. Tomorrow please do Reb Chaim. And we'll go right in the sugya.